The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Ian Stewart. The CDC and Virginia Department of Health have identified Virginia's first presumed case of monkeypox. Currently, 9 cases have been identified in 7 states. Patrick Larson has more.
The Northern Virginia woman who has been tested for monkeypox has not been hospitalized, though the disease can be serious or deadly. Officials with the state health department say the sick woman is currently isolating and does not pose a public health risk. She was not contagious during her flight home from a country where the disease is known to occur. Monkeypox is spread through close contact, but it is not known to spread quickly. It generally begins with flu-like symptoms followed by rashes across the body. If you or someone you know develops symptoms like these, officials say to contact your healthcare provider. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Just days after a mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears is scheduled to be the keynote speaker at the National Rifle Association's annual conference in Houston today. According to the Virginia Mercury, the Democratic Party of Virginia called on Earle Sears to withdraw from the event. She famously posed with a military-style rifle during her 2021 campaign. Both Earle Sears and Attorney General Jason Miaras were endorsed by the gun rights group. Free bus rides on GRTC will continue into next year. The transit company's board of directors approved an operating budget that included funding to continue covering the cost, according to Richmond BizSense. The free ride policy started in March of 2020 due to the pandemic. Money to sustain the service comes from a variety of sources, including state and local funding. In addition, the new operating budget includes a raise in employees' salaries and the hiring of 25 new full-time operator positions. Company officials say ridership numbers are at 7 million, compared with 6.4 million last year. This weekend, Virginia will dedicate a historical marker in Virginia Beach, recognizing the contributions of Filipinos in the U.S. Navy. Ryan Murphy from partner station WHRO has more.
In the aftermath of World War II, the U.S. Navy recruited thousands and thousands of Filipino nationals as sailors for the United States. Many served long careers, became U.S. citizens, and brought over relatives or started new families once they were based stateside. Hampton Roads now boasts a Filipino-American community of more than 40,000 that retains a deep connection to the armed forces. On Saturday, a historical marker recognizing the contributions of Filipino sailors to the Navy will go up outside Virginia Beach's Philippine Cultural Center. One of those sailors was Cynthia Romero's father. She's the chair of the group that oversees the cultural center. Romero says the marker is a visible way to keep their history and heritage at the forefront.
The richness of our community really is anchored in the relationship and the service with the military.
The marker is one of 5 set to go up around Virginia honoring Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Earlier this month, the state also unveiled a marker in Williamsburg recognizing football trailblazer Art Matsu. Matsu was the first Asian American student to graduate from the College of William and Mary.
That was Ryan Murphy reporting. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help 4 men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.